It's episode 215, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Hello there, this is Joey, Cruise Retty on the Carnival Firenze, and you're listening to the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Cruisers, I'm on the Carnival Firenze, 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 what?
Firenze.
A Firenze.
That was good.
That was good?
Yeah.
That was really good. Whatever, how you pronounce it, it's okay. Just come on the ship. It's a great time. I'm here with Joey, the number one cruise director on board this beautiful Carnival Firenze, right?
Very nice.
All right. Joey. Tell me something about this ship.
This ship, I believe, is the most beautiful ship on the fleet. When it comes to aesthetics, when it comes to the decoration and the vibe on this ship, it is absolutely stunning. So a beautiful ship is what you will be coming on board.
It is. And what I've noticed is the pool area, the Lido deck. It's more like a plaza, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy that. It reminds me when the roof is on top of a plaza. Last night, it was so cold here, guys. We're coming back from Mexico, going to Ensenada. The rooftop was over it. It was covering it. Any other ship, nobody would be out. The decks would be wet. They were having parties out there. The eateries were open. The bars were open. It's a beautiful time.
It is. It's a very different setup with the fun Italian-style ships, both ourselves and the Venezia. We have the Lido in the middle that would be the traditional Lido on a Carnival cruise ship, where there's the pool and the DJ, and it's the big open area where we have all the deck parties. Here it's a little bit different. We have the dome. There's a little more covered areas so people can chill out and just hang out on the decks 10 and 11. And then when it is cold, we can put the dome over when we're in port. So the dome is something that can move when we are stationary. We cannot move it during sailing. So once it's over, it's over. And to open it, we have to be in port. So it takes some organization, but luckily we have Captain Enzo on board to do all that. And I would say, when you come and join us, make sure you check out both Lidos. So the Lido in the midship, where the dome is, and the Lido at the back of the ship, because that is your traditional Lido that you would be on a normal Carnival cruise ship. So we're very lucky on this ship. We are the only ship in the fleet to have two pro DJs. So we have music and DJs in both the mid and the aft as well.
And that's something that's a little bit different too. They have music in the aft of the ship. And when he's talking about there's really two Lidos, there are really two Lidos in the back of the ship. You have the same size pool as let's call it the plaza.
Yeah, I like that.
The plaza, as the plaza. You also have two jacuzzis. A lot of people were saying, where are the jacuzzis in the plaza area where the Lido deck is too? It would pull away from just that Italian flavor. Oh, then let's get it right. This is Carnival fun, Italian style.
Yes, it is.
So this is something that you really have to buy in, and it's worth it to come check it out. And when you do jump into the pool in the, let's call it the plaza area, it's like swimming in the fountain. And that's what I felt like. I was swimming in the fountain in Italy with all the little plazas around.
It is. And when it comes to Italian style, some people expect it to be like that all our shows are Italian shows and all the musicians are Italian musicians. It's not that. It's Carnival fun. So it's our amazing playlist cast performers. It's some musicians and duos and soloists that you may have seen around the fleet as well. But we're putting our Italian spin on things. So we have a very, very special captain celebration that has got a very nice Italian twist to it. Obviously, we have different dining options. We are one of only two ships, the Venezia being the other one, where we have a Italian head chef. So the food is a big Italian sort of style to things. And then the aesthetics of the ship as well. It's a Carnival fun, but with the Italian style in it.
And my producer, you were telling me something about how all the artwork and the statues reminded you of the Getty Museum, right?
Yes.
The statues here and the pictures and the paintings are exact replicas of what is in museums. And if you really want to see them, you have to come on board this ship. You just hit on it. There's an Italian chef. Mm-hmm. And what is the specialty restaurant?
That is exactly where we are sat right now. This is Il Viaggio, our exclusive Italian restaurant. It is absolutely fabulous. Obviously, with us being the Firenze, we are taking inspiration from Florence. So we're talking the rolling hills of Tuscan vineyards. So we have a beautiful wine selection from Tuscany. And also, you mentioned the artwork. Florence is massive on artwork and fashion. So we have a very nice lounge at the back of the ship called the Moda Lounge, which is really like a fashion-inspired lounge. And then obviously all the artwork as well. But if you are coming on board, when you come on board, make sure you check out Il Viaggio. I would recommend the strip loin. It is amazing. And the Mile High Gelato Pie is
amazing. I had that. It is actually a mile high. It is huge. It's massive. It's like the size of this wine cup. Well, maybe the water one.
You need to be here for 2 5-day cruises to finish it.
Yes, because you're going to have to try that and also the sea bass. Mm. The sea bass, I had that and it flaked off, not with a fork, but with a spoon.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The only thing I will warn people about is the bread that is served before the meal is so good
that you would get
tempted to just fill up on that bread. Save some room for the rest of the meal.
Yeah, you really do have a nice red with it. Mm. And what's nice about this too is this is the Carnival Corporation. So if you book this the first night on your cruise, you get a free bottle of wine, a red or a white. You just have to ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. But if you're here and you're on the first night and you book it, you will get that bottle of wine. Pair it with whatever you're getting. If you're getting that steak, the red. If you're getting the bass, well, you're having chocolate too, the red. So it all depends on what you are going to be wanting to get. Let's get into restaurants. Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Do you know all the restaurants here? Because there's so many.
I think so. We've got a few different things on here as well. So we have the Chicken Shack. Now this is a slight twist on the, it's at the back of the ship.
Yes.
Where the Seafood Shack would normally be. And it's like fried, like chicken sandwiches. You got your chicken tenders and stuff like that. Now it's not the Shaquille O'Neal Chicken Shack, but it's our little Italian twist on it. We've also got the things that you would see on a normal Carnival cruise, like the barbecue. We have the barbecue on the lanai on the outside of the ship, but it is also got an Italian twist of it. So it's an Italian style barbecue. So it's got some really light salads and things like that, as well as your mac and cheese and your briskets and your Italian sausages. We've got an amazing array of Italian sausages.
I have to agree with that. At night, I could go get a sausage anytime. They're incredible. Incredible.
And on something that we have that the Venezia doesn't have is on deck 11 in the what you're referring to, the plaza, the midship Lido. They have like this the meatball stand, so you can like customize your meatballs, and there's Italian sausages and hot dogs options there. We have exclusive burgers for our guys' burgers. So the great Guy Fury has put together the pepperoni pizza burger. It's insane. It's got like the beautiful fried mozzarella in there, and it's got pepperoni as well as your burger in there. We have burritos. We have the Tomodoro burrito. So as well as our burritos and tacos, we also have like meatball subs and special like Tuscan sandwiches and things like that. So lots and lots of food to enjoy.
And the Guy's Burger joint, you'll probably see it on one of our podcasts or our social media. I've already taken all the burgers, put them all together, because that's what I have to do. Crush that up. It was beautiful. Put some coleslaw on it. Oh, yeah, and had some fries on top of that.
Nice.
Beautiful. And then the chicken one. Chicken Shack. You guys got to see this one. It is so tall. I took all of the chickens and I put them together. And then I put the coleslaw. Then I put jalapenos on top of that. I put the fries on top of that. Crush that down. Beautiful. I'm telling you, this place, you will eat yourself through your cruise.
Yes, but we do take all the calories out. So
no calories.
No one's putting any weight on.
Weight at all. Just wear dark clothes. There's no weight. No weight at all.
There you go.
No weight. And that's just a few of the eateries here. You still have the pizzeria. You still have a lot more that you guys can choose from. There's an empanada place.
There is.
On board. There's all of these things that you can try. One thing I did notice that was a little bit different that I think all cruisers should know, there's, like, I would like to call it casual dining. A lot of ships will have casual dining and there'll be a small price for certain items. That is on board too. So don't get excited when you get on board and you see prices, but they're $1 or $2 to try an empanada. Or you go to the wings and I'm sorry, I will pay a few dollars for some good hot wings.
And these are good wings.
Yes. So there's these things that are on board, but if you are paying for that, just that ticket price, there's many restaurants to choose from, many. And if you're that steak person, yes, Fahrenheit 555 is still here.
Indeed. We also have the Bonsai Sushi.
Yes.
And we're very lucky on board. We have our teppanyaki, but we have four grills. So normally on a Vista class ship, you would see maybe two grills. Mm-hmm. We have four grills. And the atmosphere in there is always amazing with our amazing team members, our chefs. Dinner and a show. They are so talented. So if you've never done teppanyaki before, make sure you book that in. And of course, we have our wonderful dining rooms.
Yes.
And the aft dining room at the back of the ship, the Michelangelo dining room, is a beautiful dining room. Marble floors. It's a beauty. It will literally transport you to Florence. And we have a very large, very, very large statue of Michelangelo in there. David, in there as well, that, I don't know if you know this, was actually on the Carnival Pride.
Really?
So we saved it from the Carnival Pride when they did the dry dock for the Carnival Pride. It's humongous.
Did you put that on your back and just get it
we
over
We carried
there?
It all the way.
Carried. Yeah. That's what the crew was for,
yeah.
Right?
Indeed, yeah. We'll go above and beyond. Above and beyond.
But you know what? That's going to be something that you guys know if you're watching this. Only you will know. All right, right there we go.
Check it out.
Also, let's see, we've covered the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
The bars. Okay, Alchemy Bar is not here. However, you have the one by Bonsai. Forget it, it's on the tip of my tongue. Starts with an A.
It does.
Which one is it?
Amari.
Amari. Amari has the best martinis here. And if you're looking for Alchemy 2, you open up the menu. Amari's on one side. Alchemy is on the other. And it's beautiful, but the Amari Martini,
mm-hmm.
I had that. It's beautiful. You only need about two.
They are strong. And two. We have our amazing mixologists, our cocktail crew. They're incredible. You'll see a lot of the faces from the Alchemy's team that have joined us on for Amari. And like I said, any drink that you've had in the Alchemy, they can obviously make those as well. But they have got the speciality Italian ones. There's one called a Bitter Giuseppe, which is very, very nice. There is a pistachio, I think it's a pistachio martini. That one is amazing. And we also have our Frizzante bar.
That's right outside here.
Right outside here. And that is a real good venue. Excellent for a pre-dinner drink. We have, again, a lot of martinis on there. I see a lot of people enjoying espresso martinis from our Frizzante bar, as well as a beautiful limoncello mojito.
They have a limoncello?
Yeah, you got to check that
out.
Oh,
I have to go there.
Yeah.
That is the best. And actually, when you're having, when you're here doing the Italian restaurant, you have that little shot of that
mm-hmm.
right after just to clean the palate.
Yeah,
so beautiful. You could go on for the night.
And we also, in the Frizzante bar, they have a lot of different spritzes. So obviously in Italy, I'm big fans of like the Aperol spritz and things like that. And we've tweaked a few and we've got a beautiful ginger spritz. So that I think they've got like eight different spritzes, eight different martinis available here as well. So definitely check out Frizzante bar. It's a nice little, what I would call a pub crawl from the Atrium to the Amari, to the Frizzante, to the Tuscan Lounge, to the Moda Lounge, deck five across there. It's a good little one.
I'm sure my producer back there, he was shaking his head saying, yes, it was.
Needs to be done.
He did it. Yes, it was. And then I woke him up 7 in the morning to do some more interviews. But that was okay. It was all right. Like, he's young. There's so much to do on this ship. And there's a program here called Behind the Fun. Right? Does that say Behind the Fun,
that
right?
It does indeed.
Okay, Behind the Fun. You have to try it out. You could book it on the ship because it's on the ship. but it goes behind the scenes to show you where everybody's at. You can see where Joey lives.
They showed you that?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of like one of those Hollywood tours. You're up on top with a map. No, oh, I'm just joking.
I hope not.
I'm just joking. But they'll take you downstairs. They'll show you what is called the I-95. And if you don't know what the I-95 is, you got to come check this out. They'll show you where the crew eat, where they hang out. They'll show you the laundry room. I'm sorry, that was pretty cool. The laundry room, I mean, I was blown away.
It's an incredible operation down in the laundry room. And our laundry team, our housekeeping team as well, absolutely wonderful on this ship. So yeah, it's great to be able to show guests those areas that they don't normally get to see.
Yeah.
What I will say is, if you are looking to do the Behind the Fun tour, book it up on the first day, because we are limited to how many people we can put on these tours. So make sure you get it booked up. And I believe there is some ships that you can book it before you come on board, but also make sure you check it out on the Hub app, Behind the Fun Tour. And like, you went up to the bridge?
Yep. Yes, we went up to the bridge and we saw, well, his pets, the fish. Mm-hmm. All I'm going to do is leave it at that. I mean, there's things that you guys have to do, and that's one of them, behind the scenes, behind the fun. It's an incredible tour. Eric was our guide from the Playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Playlist
yeah.
crew. We walked everywhere. Do you know there's escalators on board?
This is true.
Yes, you will find out where they are. You can't use them, sorry. But they are here. I mean, there's so much behind the scenes that has to take place just for the ship to move. And you will see that. You'll find out that this ship, it makes its own energy. You'll find out this ship makes its own water. There's so many things that you're going to find out that what this ship does. You guys have to come on board. Now, let's get to why you are here. What are the five things all cruisers need to know before they come on to the Firenzea?
No, we're getting there. I would say five things. So the first thing is explore. Make sure on day one you have a good explore of everywhere around the ship. So walk deck 4, promenade. Walk deck 5, promenade. Get used to everything. Head on up to the Lido deck. Check out the mid Lido and the Lido at the back of the ship as well. Definitely food when it comes to it. Number two would be food. Il Viaggio, get yourself booked in for that, and make sure you try every single Italian sausage on this cruise ship.
Everyone.
Every single one. Number three, for sure, entertainment. Definitely make sure you are here for our captain's celebration. We do a masquerade twist with our captain's celebration.
Good afternoon, Carnival friends and family. This announcement is to inform all guests and crew that the midship gangway is temporarily closed. An announcement will be made when it is reopened again. To exit the ship, please proceed to the forward gangway. Thank you.
It would seem we are doing some painting on the side of the ship.
Well, and Joey's busy. That would be usually him.
Yes, for that one. Not this time of the day. It's normally nap time. But yeah, I would say entertainment-wise, make sure you check out the Captain's Celebration. It's our first elegant night. And we do a masquerade with all the team members in masks. And we
bring your own masks.
But we do also do a mask making for our first arts and crafts on the first day of the cruise. So you can make your own on board as well. That we have new shows. So the two shows that we have on the 5-day cruises are Colour My World, which is fabulous.
That was excellent.
And that's only on a couple of ships at the moment. And Dear Future Husband, which is just on the Jubilee as well. So we've got a fabulous cast on board and we've got amazing shows. And I would say the next thing you have to check out is definitely the Moda Lounge. So the Moda Lounge is deck 5 at the back of the ship. This is, if you've been on a Vista class ship before, it's where the like Havana Bar would be. And it is just stunning. There's amazing artwork. The artwork in there is done by a lot of fashion designers. So there's a lot of artwork from Christian Dior, and it's very fashion inspired. Check that out if you're looking to take nice pictures, selfies. That's the place to do that. And I would also say, make sure you come into all of the parties. With the Lido deck, it's not as big as the Lido decks that you would have seen. But it means that the atmosphere in the parties is really, really jumping. And the balconies are a lot closer. So it's almost like an atrium in there. So we're really enjoying having the parties there. And finally, make sure you check out Festa Italiana, which is like our street Italian street festival that we have as a special event. We do some traditional games like a terracotta trek. We teach a tarantella dance. We have a gelato eating competition. But of course, we are putting carnival fun in there as well. So we're gonna have like a we have an Italian deck party there as well. So check that out too.
There's so many things that you guys can do on this ship. And there's one thing that I forgot to hit on is the Carnival Panorama has the Havana area. Mm-hmm. Here we have the Travassa?
Nearly. Terrazza.
The Terrazza. Terrazza?
Terrazza. You can go Terrazza.
Terrazza? Terrazza. Yeah. The Terrazza area. And that's where the Moto Lounge is. And when you go into the Moto Lounge, on because everybody has seen, hopefully, the Carnival Panorama, they have a stage in center. They took the stage out, and that's why I think it's really nice to be. It's become this club atmosphere. And when you're walking into it, it's like you're walking on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
So it is really nice. Just remember, if you do go there and you're, if you have a room, great. You could go outside to the outside. But if you do not, you have to have a room. And if you don't have it there yet, upgrade.
Indeed. So it's exclusive access up until 7 o'clock for the guests that are staying in the Terrazza area.
Yes.
And then it opens up towards the evening. We have karaoke in there, and we also have our amazing Latin duo who take over there, and they really turn it up in there as well.
And I think I saw some karaoke going on this
Yeah,
time.
Big time, yeah. So karaoke is either in, we have three venues for karaoke, so it's either in the Limelight Lounge, which is the comedy club down on deck four. It will be in the Moda Lounge at the back of the ship on deck five, or the Tuscan Lounge, which is, if you've been on a Vista Class ship, that is where the Ocean Plaza would be. But on here, it's taking inspiration from the wineries of Tuscany.
And let me tell you, the wineries of Tuscany, if you go where the Empanada little restaurant is and you go to the back of that, they have this wine shelf with the kegs, the wood kegs that are sitting right there. It's incredible. Again, you gotta come see this ship. Don't just see it. Get onto it. Go cruise. Join us. We're gonna have a great time. I think that's about it.
I think we covered everything.
I think, and if we did not, you have to be on this ship. You have to come check it out. You have to see what all the excitement is about. Because why? It's carnival fun, Italian style. I'm Scott, and this is Joey. Until next time, everyone. Keep on cruising. That was pretty good. I mean, I think we had a good time. I think we did.